This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. And we're joined by Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute to puzzle through what appears to be a major shift in emphasis for the People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party, and the people of China who are not Communist Party members, but need to be apprised of the shift in ambitions, goals, and conduct by the PRC, imminent or upon us. Gentlemen, I begin with a simple formula from an outsider, and you two are insiders to me, so I need help. Once upon a time, Mao Zedong, through several decades, abused the Chinese people, terrified them, horrified them, leading to untold mass death and suffering. Deng Xiaoping takes control of the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Republic of China following Mao's death. He says Mao was wrong, similar to Nikita Khrushchev's speech in 1956, the so-called secret speech that everybody knew about, when Khrushchev said Stalin was wrong, we're going in a new direction. Deng Xiaoping said Mao was wrong, we're going in a new direction. What we've been living through these last decades is that new direction. I can recall when I graduated Princeton in 1970, some of my classmates were encouraged, Princeton in China, Princeton in Asia it was called, to go to Hong Kong and enter into the new day of China, the new People's Republic of China. That was Deng Xiaoping. Now I'm told that Xi Jinping, a man with a grade school education, is coming forward saying, no, Mao was right. Deng Xiaoping, who's he? And we're going in the Mao direction. Gordon, I start with you. Is that too simple about what we're observing in this threat and violence and predation out of the People's Republic?
That's correct, John. Xi Jinping reveres Mao, and he has rehabilitated him. And what he talks about is historical nihilism, which he abhors. That's basically code for criticism of the Communist Party. And Xi Jinping says, yeah, Mao's been great. No problem.
No problem. Charles, I can think of a few problems like mass starvation, death, fear, terror, of no problem. How do you read Xi's, what you'd have to say, mechanical and slow-footed transformation of his approach from that of a man whom I remember when he was headed back to China? I think he stopped off in Iowa or Kansas or something extremely American to share a meal with a family that had fostered him at one point. And now this transformation into a man who denounces Winnie the Pooh. What took place? What has happened to him, Charles?
Well, you know, we're going to see a statement of history, and this goes along with the traditional Leninist notion of the future is secure, but the past is always changing. And the way the past is depicted will, in fact, tell us what Mr. Xi plans to do in the future. And the line appears to be that Chairman Mao was the main figure, as you say. He established the state and set up the Communist Party. Deng Xiaoping established prosperity. And Mr. Xi will make the nation strong. So the question really is, when we read the statement, to what extent will he be transparent about the Chinese Communist Party under Mr. Xi's plans for global domination and the destruction of the values that have made for justice and prosperity under the leadership of the United States since the Second World War. So, you know, there's no question about this, that this is really about rewriting history and restoring the position of Mao Zedong, where, you know, when I was in China, the Cultural Revolution and Mao's policies of that time were depicted as 10 years of disaster. I think what we're going to hear is everything's been going wonderfully since 1921, and that things like the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward famine will really not be taken with any kind of importance. The main thing is Communist Party power, self-strengthening global domination.
Gordon, I tell an anecdote that I have from a book review I did many years ago about Cambodia before Pol Pot, Cambodia before the horrors. It was the man who had served in the Cambodia airline, had flown throughout Southeast Asia. I believe he was French. I don't recall. It's very indistinct. But there's one image that he gave me from his time for flying in and out of China. He said one day they landed in, it must have been Shanghai, I'm not sure. I apologize for not being certain, but it was mainland China. and they were told not to get out of the aircraft and just to stay there. They would discharge passengers. But he glimpsed into the airport where they just landed. And what he saw was terrified people. It was like screams were emanating from the airport. Fear in everyone's face. People looking famished and very starving, staring out in these tattered clothes. That's the image I had. That was the 1960s, Gordon. That's the time we're recovering. Given that my memory is indistinct, does that describe what Mao did to China, that screaming from behind the wall?
Yes, certainly. What Mao Zedong did was he took a regime that many people thought would be run by committee, and he turned it into one-man rule. And with his power as one man, he embarked on these campaigns, which are most abnormal periods in history. The Great Leap Forward at the end of the 1950s and early 1960s. And then the 10 years of the Cultural Revolution starting in 1966, which almost destroyed the Chinese state. So Mao really was a man of unbridled ambition, and we're seeing echoes of that in Xi Jinping.
You have a question for Charles, Gordon.
Charles, when we look at the rewriting of the Chinese Communist Party history, and when we look at what they say about the future, I would suppose that we could boil it all down into one phrase, and that is communism is great and China's time is now. Your thoughts?
Yes, I think that what we'll see is a depiction of history, a narrative, which will be, you know, the only allowable narrative that will suggest that the destiny of the Chinese Communist Party as the contemporary encapsulation of the great Chinese civilization is the dictatorship of Xi Jinping as an exceptional charismatic figure who, like Chairman Mao used to, has exceptional insight into everything. So we are seeing this China moving more and more the direction of North Korea in having all power and all charismatic authority tied up in the one person of Xi Jinping, and the historical reassessment will simply remove anything that would suggest that there's anything about this idea of Xi Jinping being the dominant single man, strong man of China for his entire earthly existence will be removed. So, you know, they won't be talking about collective leadership. They'll be talking about Chairman Mao having been eventually succeeded by Xi Jinping, who will fulfill the destiny of China to become the dominant civilization on the planet, to which all the rest of us should be subordinate as being of lesser civilization. I think it's a very scary development, and God knows where it's going to end.
Charles, this is not China of the 1960s. This is a complex, sophisticated culture moving between two worlds, the world of peasant agriculture and the world of artificial intelligence and quantum computing. Xi Jinping does not represent himself as a man capable of watching and maneuvering all these levers. He must have help. What help? Given that he's demanding worship, people smart enough to help him are also smart enough to get rid of him.
Well, I think that you have to worry about, you know, the phenomenon that happened to Chairman Mao, which is being surrounded by sycophants who allowed him to engage in these outrageous campaigns. You know, the Great Leap Forward campaign, which resulted in something in the order of 40 million tragic deaths by starvation, was designed to bring China to become a country wealthier than Britain in 15 years. It was madness. The Cultural Revolution was designed to change human nature so that there would be a complete submission to the norms of the Marxist-Leninist Mao Zedong ideology. And now we have Mr. Xi, who, you know, will be similarly surrounded by sycophants and a Praetorian guard, likely unaware of how his policies are genuinely occurring, particularly if he engages in global adventurism with a view to establishing what he regards as China's historical destiny to become the global hegemon.
Gordon, we just have 30 seconds. Is this already underway? Is it too late to interfere in it? She is already the boss.
Well, she is the boss, but the question is for how much longer? And we have the 20th National Party Congress next year. It could very well be that Xi Jinping doesn't get his third term as general secretary because he's been being blamed for all these policy debacles.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute, watching Xi Jinping in his attempt to rewrite history. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.